Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's your boy Max, man. You know, Hood Talk Radio. Right now I'm slamming on some ribs that was prepared, you know what I mean? So y'all have to excuse my mush mouth right now. Okie dokie. But before we even get into anything, we're gonna go to the phone lines right quick and welcome our first caller. That's if, you know, they want to speak. 216-258, you're on live with E-Max. Squeak, it's Hood Talk Radio speaking.
Yo, this
what's
DJ
going on?
Mind Splatter.
Okay, Mind Splatter, what's happening?
Nothing much, just, you know, giving a shout out to everybody up in Cleveland. I'm telling y'all to come on out to, you know, the Anatomy Nightclub. It's going to be wild, y'all, on Saturday.
All right. So what you going on down there? What you got good?
Oh, man, we're going to have drinks. You know, it's a lingerie party, so, you know, ladies going to be all out there doing their thing. You know, got the music bumping, all that good stuff.
Okay. So y'all heard that, Cleveland, then, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Get that shit popping, man. Oh, we know what's up with the Anatomy, though. That shit going in.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Better see y'all out there, especially y'all ladies. Y'all better do y'all thing.
You sound like them boys on the Wildin' Out. Shake that ass so you can't get in.
Exactly. The show's coming.
Show's
coming. You got it, man.
Well, that's what's
coming
up, man. That's what's up. No, no. The walls got beams. They can hold up themselves. Well, that's what's up, fam. What I'm going to do before we get into these conversations, man, we're going to play a little bit of music for you. First and foremost, we're going to play something by my nigga E-Max. All right? Hood Talk Radio, we'll be right back.
Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. In the club, looking for my girlfriend.
skin. My brown skin, she can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
so she's in my world,
yeah.
Off the moonshine. Alright. I'm gonna go to the second phone call. Let's see what we got, chap. 216-415. What's happening?
What it do? What?
Hmm?
Can you hear me?
I Hello? Can hear you well. What's up, dog?
Alrighty, what's up? What it do? What it do,
man.
Partner?
Man, shit, chilling. What's up with you?
Shit, you know me. Shit on a hunt, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Same shit, man. Same shit. Yeah,
so what's going on?
Man, we talking about motherfucking customer service. What the hell happened?
Customer service.
Yeah, you know how.
It kind of lightweight went out the box where motherfuckers lost how to communicate with each other.
I think that's what happened, man.
Think about it. If you ain't got no IT skills. Remember when we was in high school? And...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying, remember when we was in high school and you had to have. Take those little etiquette classes and shit. How they taught you how to, well, really, it was basically English.
Like, we had independent life.
Class. Huh?
We had independent life. High school. You know, taught you how to shop and shit like that. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Okay, how's that sound?
That's better.
they took all that shit out of school, though, man. These kids don't
man,
know how to be.
They took out street law.
30.
They took out street law. They took out home ec.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. A lot of the shit that we use to groom ourselves, to prepare ourselves, they ain't got none of that shit no more.
Mm-mm.
Hey, just to change the subject a little bit, you heard a little interview with Donald Trump?
No, about him going to be the president?
Yeah. But you got the whole Republican Party and shit trying to bash him and shit, right?
Right.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. If that motherfucker was to become one of the electees, I probably would vote for him. Because when you listen to him, yeah, when you listen to him, right, first thing that Donald Trump said was, damn it, this fucking country is going to hell. Secondly, is that we didn't create so much fucking free trade that we don't make shit no more in this country.
Right. We bad.
And number two, well, number three is that if we don't make shit and we're a consumer country now, that means that we fucked up because our constituents ain't got no damn jobs.
Right.
So like Donald was saying shit, you know what I mean? Shit, half of the motherfuckers that did escape across the border and everything are illegals.
And they ain't coming to make shit. They're coming to work somewhere.
No. Yep. But,
no,
once again,
there,
isn't that some American jobs just being taken away?
Mm-hmm.
Like Donald Trump said.
I said, I'm all for Border Patrol, man. You got to keep that shit to a minimum, man.
Well, now think about it. First of all, how you going to put a border up on somebody that already had the land?
Yeah, well, they don't want the Messiah to come in. They don't know which one of these brown motherfuckers is the real Jesus.
Right.
See, they know Jesus ain't white. So they keeping all the brown people out of the country, because if they get the right brown person in this motherfucker to unite these bitches, it's over for those motherfuckers. That's what they don't want. They don't want that.
Well,
I'll
tell you right now, Donald talking about doing some shit that Obama said that he was going to do, but I have yet to see it.
Well, I give Obama props on one thing. He pretty much shut the Illuminati down with that gay shit. So, now everybody got to kill somebody. Yeah, by legalizing gay marriage. You know, that's why he did that shit.
Right.
Because he know all the motherfuckers that's going up against him. I don't think them white folks going to bet for Obama like they is. Now, you know they going to have to turn on that brainwave machine.
Well, it's already.
They're going to come up with a new slogan. And they're going to pump that shit in everybody's head. And then you're going to hear the whole crowd go, Obama, Obama. Yeah, that's right. Once again, I'll be president. And, you know, here we go. Four more years of this bullshit, man.
Nah, he's done. Mm-hmm. He only get two terms.
Oh, shit. Well, it's over then. That's why
right.
they try
that's
to do what
I'm
they
saying.
Can.
I have yet to see...
Well,
what the man said that he was going to do. Where the fucking jobs at that he said he was going to create for the people? You can't keep telling me that you just create jobs in the private sector.
No, he did that shit overseas.
To me, how the fuck could that be a job creation in the private sector when the private sector didn't hire no motherfucker by it for four fucking years?
Well, that was a profit thing, man. Everybody had to get their profit on. So, and if you were, well, let me put it to you like this. This is economic basis, and you know this shit. All you got to do is squeeze enough motherfuckers out of the employment circle. When there's more unemployed people than jobs, then you can lower the motherfucking wages. Get the same work of somebody that's qualified to do the job, but get the same work. Instead of paying a motherfucker $17 an hour, you paying a motherfucker $10 an hour. So if it's one job and there's 700 niggas applying for the same job, you can just say, well, the job starts at 10. And 680 motherfuckers will be like, all right, shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about productivity, man. Them dollars, well, them numbers, you got to keep those numbers up.
I'm going to also emphasize on the technology. Because think about it, the technology was already set in effect when, you know, the Bush boys robbed America. And they already had set it in motion. And when you look at what was going on, everybody kept saying that, well, we ain't got no money. And all the big companies and everything took that hit because you got to remember what the president did. He said that he was going to hit the rich people so that he could open up the money so that we could go ahead and create some more job innovations and get people into these training programs, right? Okay, you did all of that, but yet where is the fucking creation of the jobs?
Well, sometimes, man, when you fucking went to political circle, it's a give and a take. You know, I'll give you the trillions of dollars that you need. Yeah, but I'll give you the trillions of dollars you need from the Fed. But you really can't do nothing to help people with it.
Think about this here. Think about this. Donald Trump said today, he said that the United States military deployed 2,000 and some odd fucking Humvees, right? Well, Humvees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right? 2,000 and some change of these Humvees, right, that was deployed over to Iraq. And one fucking day, the insurgents took 2,000 and some fucking changes of Hummers.
Wow. Oh, they gave them motherfuckers that shit.
Well, they got to remember, they're supposed to be the Iraqi military that's supposed to be being trained by the United States military. How in the hell do you lose all your fucking equipment? Now, that's one. Let's go back to when the first fucking war jumped off and everything and all that shit that was fucking deployed over there. All the motherfucking tanks and everything and those motherfucking RPGs and all that type shit, right? All that shit was fucking deployed over there, right? Wasn't no mass destruction. The motherfucker sent in the Air Force people and everything and that killed everybody and the motherfucking people on the ground said, we quit. We don't fight no more.
Right.
So what the fuck did they do with all that equipment? Like Donald Trump said, he said that the fucking insurgents are well equipped and more equipped than we are because they didn't stole all our fucking shit. Or more or less was given to them.
Let me bring this other caller in right quick. 216-471, what's going on?
God damn it, it's Eastside. Caesar Solid, I hear you.
What do, player?
What up, old ass nigga?
Watch your mouth, young fucker.
hey, motherfucker, say. I got goons.
Hey, man, your boy called in a little earlier.
Oh, yeah, man. So, I got a crazy-ass fucking guest list at the Anatomy this weekend. D-Max, man. Don't tell nobody, but I got his cousin to come to the Anatomy, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's about to be crazy. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me how I pulled that off. You know it's a lingerie party, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Man, listen. I had to pull that off. Well. But, yeah, I had to pull that off, E-Max, man. One good time, man. good time for the home team.
Hey, no doubt.
I'm gonna take pictures for you, bro. Send it to your phone.
I appreciate that.
Show you how you look.
Okay, then. Don't put it out there too far, though. We are on the air.
Man, yeah, I know. You should see how her flyer look. You know I got that in my phone, too. Yeah, back to Hood Tools Radio. Let's talk radio. back to our mm-hmm. regular listen. Everybody yeah. knows Flock. Everybody knows Obama is going to be president again.
Look, man, let me tell y'all something.
If y'all dumb enough to believe he's not going to be president, y'all are silly.
So, like, Caesar anatomy Stalin. This weekend. Tell everybody about it.
Oh, man. Lingerie party. If you ain't got no girlfriend, if you ain't got no woman to go home to, you might want to be there. Anatomy. West 9th.
That's wild.
1299 West 9th Street. 1299 West 9th. God damn it. It started at 10. So if you ain't on that guest list, it calls 10. Oops. Should have got with me earlier. Sorry. You know
That's
what I'm saying? It's gonna be a big joint, man. It's going to be a nice situation, man. I will be performing, too. It's kind of cool. I will be performing.
Well, why we ain't got no damn motherfucking VIP tickets?
Motherfucker, it's easy. You can still get it. It's a five-step situation.
Automatically, we supposed to have some motherfucking VIP tickets.
God damn it, it's easy. All you gotta do
mm-hmm.
is send a picture, and you will get a flyer that says Caesar Solid is on the guest list. anybody else besides you and Emacs? I don't know them, motherfucker.
My life, but I know that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of motherfuckers that call me that ain't fuck with me, and I don't know how long, and I don't even know how these motherfuckers got my number. I'm like, where the fuck
calling around?
Like,
right.
I'm just not trying to understand, like, where the fuck did these motherfuckers come from?
Calling around.
Yeah, that's
nigga.
Like, man.
Know somebody who knows somebody. Know you.
Emacs got this track that I've been looking for, man. You know his number? He's supposed to email
you. What?
I said, that's how they called you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, I even got motherfucking Lady Hood Stars manager hit me up. I'm like, how the fuck you get my number? You know what she said, though? She gonna tell me, can you book my artist this Saturday? I'm like, nigga, we book.
Can she what?
She gonna ask
can she
me,
book
can
your
I book
artist?
The lady, can I book? No, yeah, she gonna ask me, can I book her artist?
She got an artist.
You talking about the same bitches that used to be my artist? You really want me to book them? Guess
Ooh.
What? I'm sorry. The Lady Hood Stars.
So she got a new group called the Lady Hood Stars.
No, she got the Lady Hood Stars.
So she's the manager.
The Lady Hood Stars signed the management deal with Spice It Up EMP. Why you don't hear about them? I don't know. Why you don't hear about them? I don't know because they ain't with Eastside like this, but I don't hear shit about them.
Spice It Up Management EMP? I'm not even going to say that again.
Yes, sir. They were so happy to get a record deal or get some type of recognition, they signed that management contract. But get into Hood Talk Radio. See, this is why I love Hood Talk Radio, because you can be real. You can be real. You know what I'm saying? I'm an independent artist. I do everything myself. So when it comes to signing a management deal, you know, one, it's not your money. Two, it's not your money. Three, until you drop some shit, it's not going to be your money.
Wow.
So everything that's going on between this management deal is coming from the management people. So if you don't pay that shit, you're not going to get shit.
That's right.
I don't understand
why. It is. See, it's not like you had not iterated that before.
Right, man.
You know, and it's sad that you have to constantly keep reminding artists that, you know, listen, y'all are just like a motherfucker who go to work. You know what I mean? You only get paid after you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't producing, you know what I mean, then how the hell you expect to get paid? And your payment gonna come in many forms, especially being an artist, especially when you're looking at your appearances, your shows, and your damn concerts and everything. If you ain't doing none of that shit, then what makes you think you gonna get paid?
Not a damn dime.
Who heard you?
Yeah, like you said, Eastside, if the management is doing everything, that means the management has put all the fucking money up. What did the artists do?
Nothing.
But bitch ain't complaining, talking about something, what they ain't got, and you moving too fucking slow.
Exactly. Which basically means, nigga, if your management paying for everything, she's going to eventually, or he, she, whatever, is going to eventually get tired because they're paying for everything. So which means your management deal is not going to last very long. Drum roll, please.
Nope.
I won the Rip Fortune. I'm just saying. That's why Eastside is an independent artist.
Got their own management team anyway, so motherfuckers be signing management teams to get signed off to a label. Or sold off. So, and then the artists get put on the shelf.
Exactly.
The label ain't got no use for them right now.
I'll honestly say, like, I ain't got no problem with Spices Up EMT, but why would you call me and tell me to sign put your artist on the show? Why would you call me and tell me to put some artists that used to be mine that got further than they did with you on the show? Like,
did they offer you any monetary differences for your services?
Hell no. So guess what? Like, Kevin Hart
don't work. There you go. Right there off the back. Bad news.
I'm saying, you heard what I said, right? You heard what I said.
I said,
in the words of Kevin Hart, don't worry, I'll wait.
Right. Don't worry, I'll wait.
Like, I ain't got nothing against Spices Up EMT. When you call me and say some shit like that, I'm like,
they hungry,
hey,
man. That's what I call it.
That's a fatal attraction right there. That's a good situation.
Hey, what's going on with all these deer walking around in the hood, man?
It's called what the hell's going on with the outside.
Yeah.
It's called Eastside with smoke.
Creatures are moving inward. That means there's something wrong on the outside.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all paid attention to this. Last week, Venus and Jupiter and the moon was playing dancing games. Monday and Tuesday,
dang.
Jupiter and Venus were above and below each other, okay? Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the motherfuckers were side by side. And what the fuck was that?
Looked like it made a form of a cross.
For real. It was like 180, at least 120 degrees, man. It was up and down. And then it became a pair of eyes in the sky. And what was funny... is Jupiter was just as bright as Venus, which means somehow it moved closer. You know, they always think Venus is, Jupiter is smaller.
I gotta go to the star chart.
Yeah, I might have to go to the star chart, find out what the fuck going on. You know, everybody talking about watch and pray.
No. What you had to do is do a cross-reference on the astrology charts and see what it meant and what it represented back in the ancient times.
Right.
Ancient.
That's all we got to do. We do some research on that.
That shit was crazy. I was like, damn, what the fuck? It was up and down yesterday. And then,
I don't know. I mean, right now, you got to remember, this is the closer. Well, we're about, what? Ramadan just started, right?
Yeah, that's the summer equinox.
But that's also the 30-day cleansing and fasting for the Muslims.
Mm-hmm. That's when the sun stays over the equator the longest.
So
before it start going into
might
the,
be some of
the
that
harvest.
All they got that its own representation, like I told you, Christianity, paganism, you know, your Judaism, all of them three so far all played a role. And they all had their empires and ruled at one point. So when you look at it, it's nothing but merely just a change of hands and an adaptation of time.
Changing of the guards, dude. That's all it is. Hey, man, y'all see all the motherfuckers down south going crazy over that flag? It's our fucking heritage, and you're with us or against us.
Hey, y'all.
Right.
Hey, y'all, I'm about to come out with a mixtape sounding like Future and fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's about to go hard.
That's what everybody's doing.
Future. Right.
Sound like.
We don't want no more fucking wine and shit, man.
No more shit.
I just got talk radio.
Come on
radio.
Out with some of that hot shit. Drop some of this knowledge on their ass and put it
man,
in some of that
ready.
Motherfucking
man.
Tupac form. Man, listen,
they
ain't ready for that new mixtape I'm about to drop, though. I'm talking shit, though. That Eyes Behind Shades mixtape about to be raw as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically because you know what though? I'm gonna give a nigga his history lesson. I hate don't y'all hate when artists come out with a motherfucking album, right? And then instead of making a whole nother name, they be like, for instance, a nigga come out with an album called My Life, and then he come out with an album called, then he come out with a mixtape called My Life Reloaded. What the, like? Can't you make another name, nigga? Like what the fuck, like? What the fuck am I reloading, nigga? I don't want to re-listen to the same shit you just put out. You know
right,
what
my
saying?
Life reloaded.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so with that being said,
it's
you know what I'm
number
my,
two.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know, my album was called Redemption, so I said, fuck it, you feel me? I'm going to hit it with something even harder than that. You feel me? Eyes Behind Shades. You feel me? If a nigga's smart, he know what the fuck I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you feel me?
Right.
You know, niggas ain't too bright these days, man. That shit be killing me, man.
We just said that. Right now, I don't think their elevators go all the way to the top.
I don't think I can wear pants that fits me.
Man, you crazy.
You gotta listen to the rhetoric of the mid adults and the youth is that they talking about now. And the shit is bewildering.
Yeah, it
sometimes
is.
We ask questions on why would you even say something like that? First of all, who does shit like that? You see what I'm saying? Why should we have to even make those type of comments when a motherfucker's supposed to already have some morals and values? Like me and he had a
right.
conversation. We talked about this. We said, it's amazing that our youth today don't even understand that the black race was in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still in slavery.
Yeah.
But yet, they think that they're free. They think that they can walk amongst the planet and shit and go do what they want to do, say what they want to say, go where they want to go. Right now, why you think them motherfuckers is running around with that flag? They making their statement be known that, motherfucker, we ain't going to never, ever let y'all asses forget that some
That's
bitches
right.
got sold to the government.
Right. See, and believe it or not, man, if mother, when we talk about this shit, man, all the fucking time, nigga, this is why I be telling motherfuckers, all you gotta do, all you have to do is open up a motherfucking dictionary and look up the definition of the word emancipation. Or ask somebody, hey, man, what the fuck is that emancipation, whatever, man, proclamation shit. What the fuck that shit mean?
They ask them questions because they cushed out.
No, niggas need to look up the definition of rap, man, because this shit is ridiculous.
Let me tell you what happened.
Put out dumb shit, man.
Let me tell you what happened, man. First of all, I want to thank my record label. First of all, I want to thank, you know, of course, I want to thank God, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my sister who put up with my shit. You know what I'm saying? And then but not least, I want to thank my fans. Because without the fans, I couldn't do music. You know what I'm saying? You was a damn motherfucker. You couldn't sell no music. That's the fucking problem right there. Okay?
Right.
The motherfucking record labels ain't putting shit out that's going to make a motherfucker say, damn, that's right. The record label gonna put you on, nigga, when your shit say, I want to fucking suck and pop a Molly drink. Girl, I want to get you in the back and hit the pink. All I want to see is that ass bouncing up and down and up and down and bounce it all around. That's $1 million right there.
Yep.
That's all you
gotta
say.
They gotta come on.
Let me put a ring on your finger. That ain't
Let
no
me
rap
give you
song.
This one. Let me give you this one. Let me give you this one. Got this one right here. Go. Right? Now, here, your ass up on the fucking auction block. Them motherfuckers was running that shit off just like how they be auctioning off some fucking storage bins. They was running your asses off them fucking auction blocks like that. So when you look at it.
Right.
I asked this question here. I said, well, damn, if the penal institution is losing bodies, how do you get bodies? Well,
you
can't get them from Mexico because you got a border up. We're the only country in the fucking world who incarcerates all its constituents.
Yeah. And they talk about that shit all the
time. And when
time,
I say
man,
that.
I want to bring in this one more phone caller, y'all. Let's bring somebody else in the conversation.
All right, well, come on, give me a minute.
331, you on with the team. Hood Talk Radio, what's happening?
Oh, what's up? I'm trying to give a shout out.
Send a shout out, man.
All right.
Go to Club Anatomy this Saturday. My name is Shanti, though, by the way. 216.
Okay.
Who?
Ashanti.
Hey. Ashanti. New life, baby.
Hey, okay.
Squad, okay.
How the hell you get this phone number?
It was given to me. That was cruel.
That's what's up. Hey, with the, we on Hood Talk Radio. I said it like that. What's up, Ma?
Chill. What's your number, G? Can I take you off
so
to
I'm
McDonald's?
So I'm glad you called and shit. What you got to say?
I said what I had to say already.
Anatomy. What's going on at the Anatomy?
Oh, it's going to be popping under Anatomy on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Can we be enlightened a little bit?
I'm saying, what they got going on at the Anatomy? I'm lost.
Right. Excuse me. Let me come back to the earth. What's popping at the club?
First of all, y'all.
What's popping at the club? Y'all doing poetry and some singing going on?
his striptease show or some shit, you know?
Man, check this out.
For real, I don't know. I just have to do this so I can get in for free.
For real, I'm gonna be honest.
And you know what?
She don't even know what you're on the phone with, man. For the motherfucking lingerie party. Upstairs, Eastside will be performing. Then he going back downstairs to see all the females in their lingerie. You goddamn it. Goddamn it. Pow, pow, pow.
Right
down West 9th Street, nigga. Hold on, wait. I got a song I could clean. Write that shit down, man. Nobody ain't here to tell me what to say. Write that shit down next time. Hey, that's gonna be on your flyer. How you got a flyer?
You got a flyer. I don't know what to say. You got a flyer. I got your flyer. How you not know what you got? I got your flyer. I ain't got it, bruh. That's that new future shit. I'm gonna tell your cousin to send you your flyer.
Cause you look real nice with your little office uniform on.
Hey, Ashanti. That's that Gaga monorail song that old man was trying to get me to play Saturday. He's like, Gaga monorail. He's passing some more verses on that bitch. Whoa, 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 whoa
Hey, well, you know, hey, we be tripping like this all the time. Don't take it personal, okay?
It's cool.
All right. I hope you call back again sometime and trip out with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we're talking about real life tonight,
straight up.
We're talking about the East Side right now. I feel it. You already know. Team New Life on deck, man. 1299 West 9th Street, Lingerie Party, Saturday. You already know what it is. East Side Perform. You already know. Blah, 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 blah.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was the hottest song y'all ever heard. I'm telling you, I'm about to get a record deal.
Wah, wah, wah.
Right. Come on, tongue twister. We don't need tongue twister right now.
I'm about to send her her flyer, though. I'm about to send her her flyer.
Hey, man, do the shit right, too, man.
Well, what happened?
Well, look, y'all see, you know what I'm saying, how it go down. You know what I'm saying? Shit happened. We already got DJ Mind Splitter. Ain't that his name?
Slider. I don't know. She got off the phone. I don't know. She know. I forgot.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Mind Splatter.
Oh, you forgot. You got the damn flyer in front of you.
Excuse me. No, DJ Mind Splatter. First of all, when the review's out, I want to hear some good shit, all right? For real.
Right.
Man, listen,
still waiting on that new shit to come.
I may just, you know, show up, take some pictures. There's cameras, you know.
Man, you might want to. Hey, E-Max, you might want to show up, man. You and Caesar Solid might want to show up with some extra ring stress in your film. Yo, shit.
Yeah, me too, shit. I got to go get an SD card for the camera.
Man,
you know,
listen, I got a camera
through
for
all
you.
This trouble to buy memory for this old-ass camera, and I ain't used it yet because I ain't really found
shit,
nothing
got,
worth taking pictures of.
God damn it, I got a camera for you.
I got a camera for you.
That's all I'm telling you. I got a camera for you. That motherfucker show HD.
Let me see. Let me put my phone on camera.
Oh. This nigga said, let me put my phone on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here. Hey, y'all, I'm about to come out with a song called Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, man, I'm saying, why not? And then I'm going to have a cat in the background talking, yum, 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 yum. That shit going to be real, watch. I'm telling you, I'm a sale too, watch. They like dumb shit like that. They don't like a nigga coming out talking about my life is a... They don't like real shit, man. They like that bullshit. They like that.
You know it.
Toothpaste ain't got my skinny.
Well, now this is where you got to be creative and create that infusion.
Yep.
Man,
that's what we talking about.
Listen here.
Our story is about infusion. See, if we can change from that bullshit that they already tried to brainwash us with and take that shit that they throwing at us and put our own spit, you got your infusion going on. But right now, you got to remember, if you follow what they want you to do and you conform to that, then you're part of the damn problem now.
Yeah, right. Man, I'm about to join the Illuminati, man. I'm about to join the Illuminati.
I was just mad. I was just getting ready to go there, dude. Let me put this one on you. What do you think right now? What do you think right now is going on with Bill Cosby?
That nigga getting fucked by the Illuminati. Shit.
Bill, I feel that. Listen, when you looked at what transpired back in the 70s and the 60s and shit, man, all them nasty motherfuckers was doing that shit.
Right.
And then the motherfucking the
hey, you know what my
bunny house
is?
Man, the bunny
yeah,
house man had every motherfucker
mansion.
Through there, and then
the Playboy Mansion.
Right. You had every motherfucker body rolling through there, and then look, nobody took this shit into consideration. Even though Sidney Poitier played a vital role in the being someone of the black first artists and shit to be ever to hit mainstream, Bill Cosby was the first to be on television.
Right.
See, he was the very first black motherfucker on TV.
Right.
With that I Spy shit.
Right.
And when he was doing that shit, man, you got to remember, Bill has already ran a gauntlet. He didn't have his motherfucking fun in the motherfucking wind. But you got to remember, what is the number one thing that he has been promoting? Bill has been promoting unity, morals, and values.
Right.
Motherfuckers understanding to work in conjunction with each other is supposed to be a man and a woman. How to raise your motherfucking kids in so many words.
Right.
He had to bring it to you in a cartoon form because he had to show you how we actually fucking live. That's how we live. Like the Fat Albert fucking kids.
Yeah.
When we was kids, that's where I fucking played, in them type of fields like that. Junkyards, our fucking fields was made up the same fucking ways. We did all that same shit that they did.
Yeah.
It was a bucket, was for first base lid. So when you look at what's going on right now, they just trying to knock Bill off his motherfucking throne. And
it's time for
they tried to get him in the beginning when they took Enos and shit. Remember when they killed his son?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You know right there. You know what I'm saying? You going to do
right,
this
you
we
have,
going
you,
to
you, you ain't not untouchable now, damn it. We can get you, Bill,
exactly.
If we want you.
We can get you.
But you got to remember, see, Bill like shit, well, fuck it then, damn it. I'm already old, damn it. You can't do no more to me. Then I'm already done did my thing.
Right.
So fuck you, motherfuckers. And if y'all going to try to get me, I'm going to expose all you some bitches.
Right.
And I hope he do. I hope he blow all the motherfuckers out the water. Blow the whole motherfucking lid off the couch.
Yeah, they're kind.
Oh man, Frank Sinatra ass was one of the biggest fucking hoes, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're fucking.
They even had John F. Kennedy up in that motherfucker, man.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if Hugh Hefner is the one everybody got to fuck.
He is. I bet you he probably the motherfucker sitting up on the throne like, all right, you want to be a millionaire, motherfucker? Come on over here, nigga. I got a special bitch for you to bend over, motherfucker. This bitch look like a wishbone.
He probably got foot straps.
Right. The motherfucker reverse stirrups and shit.
Yeah, come and strap this motherfucker down, girls, just in case he changes his mind. That motherfucker popped a Viagra.
Hey, that's why Tupac was like, these motherfuckers is crazy, y'all.
That's what he did to Kevin Hart.
And then Tupac disappeared. Kevin Hart, that motherfucker already told him. He said, I love it. I love it. Y'all can just do me any kind of way. How many of you motherfuckers want to pass me around the room? I'm like a motherfucker, a little token chip.
That motherfucker put his ass out the window. When the wind blow, that bitch probably go like this. That motherfucking some everything. Oh, they got Bill Cosby in the Hall of Fame. They gonna take all this shit away. He the new OJ. He's the new OJ, man. But you know, all this shit is part of the little agenda, man. You know, y'all just gotta understand where this shit come from, man. For real. So, that was Hood Talk Radio tonight, man. We having fun. We just got straight off the motherfucking topic, which is supposed to be about motherfucking customer service. But you know, sometimes people have other things on their mind, and that's what we here for, man, just to let your motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You never know what it is that needs to be said through the spirit. So maybe some of the spirit led some of us to say what we had to say tonight, but we enjoyed every minute of the conversation. We glad Mr. Santi called in. Eastside called in. You know what I'm saying? And we got Cheese on the other line.
You hear
now,
me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Damn, I don't know what the fuck happened. The bitch jumped off.
Hell no, that's probably that little 6 minute marker.
Oh.
But there's a lot of shit going on in the city, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some good things going on. We got some bad things going on. We got motherfuckers that's being elected to commissions, that's been in prison. But I filled out an application the other day for a temporary job, and the motherfucker asked me, had I ever pled guilty, no contest, anything else to any misdemeanor, any felony, any moving violation, traffic ticket, open container ticket, anything. Wait a minute now. Here's the gipper. All the way back from the time you turned 18. And if yes, please give dates and details. Yeah.
Man, please.
A punk-ass temporary job want to know, have you ever been in trouble in your life since turned 18? And if you say yes, tell us about each and every last one of them.
Right.
I told them, motherfucker, kiss my ass, man. You got all these damn, look at what's his name?
Well, see, I got some a form of discrimination questions that employers can't ask you. But you got to remember, once again, partner, I told you, if our people can't read and they don't understand, they're going to use the technology against you. So if you foolish enough to say what the fuck they ask you, because the first thing I'm going to say, excuse me, but I feel that to be somewhat personal and discriminatory. Due to the fact that I'm here for an interview to apply for the job. I'm not here for you motherfuckers to question, you know, my motherfucking life history.
Exactly. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. And then the motherfucker had another call me on the phone and say, hey, you didn't finish your application. I said, I know. And they said, well, was there anything wrong? I said, yeah, y'all asked me a question about any kind of legal history or my criminal history all the way back until I'm 18. I said, I'm 47 years old. I said, it's not that I don't remember, but whatever happened to the past 5 or 10 years? You know, why y'all need to know what happened to me when I was 18? I probably don't remember that. Well, it's just a condition of our employment. I'm like, ooh, y'all ain't got too many people applying to y'all company. Not nobody y'all gonna keep. So the dumber you are, the more likely you are to get
right.
The job.
And it's a punk-ass fucking temporary company. Man,
yeah.
Like you said there, you some bitches are discriminating. And y'all are what we call racial profiling because you're screening motherfuckers right off the bat.
Yeah. But only motherfuckers...
I ain't telling you some bitches shit.
You gotta answer those questions. Only motherfuckers in Ohio and a couple of other states have to answer to that question. Other states and other places, they don't have to answer. I ask this question. What made Ohio
listen.
So special?
Listen, first of all,
why is Ohio so special?
You go to the public defender's office and spend $50, them motherfuckers can erase your fucking record. Now, they might not be able to do all of them at the same time, depending on how they got the shit all fucked up and you in the trap system, whereas if they know if you got 2 or 3 fucking felonies, that's 21 fucking years before you can get an expungement of all of them, depending on how they fell on you.
Right.
You know, when they trap you, got them all in the same fucking year. So, when you look at that, it's what I call, once again, racial profiling. You're screening and pre-screening fuckers beforehand. And if you go and you do that, which is the law, because the white folks do it, when little Billy go fucks up, Billy can't plead guilty. He has to plead not guilty. And the lawyer has to come. You see what I'm saying? And then the family will go and put the whole motherfucking house and the car up to get little Billy out. But Billy can't tarnish that fucking record by pleading guilty on anything. That's why I can't understand how the fuck the honkies and shit kill motherfuckers and go to jail, stand before the judge and plead not guilty. What the fuck?
Not guilty. Because
motherfucker, you
burst
some people up in the fucking car.
To prepare a defense. But you know what? That brings us to this, man. We got 1 minute left in the show. And I want to make sure that next week we talk about this shit now. I learned some shit that I did not know, and I have to share it. The difference between an attorney and a counselor, the difference between a barrister and a solicitor. All right?
Uh-oh.
So we're going to get into those words, man. It could save your ass in a court of law. All right, we're going to get into some of those legal terms, all right? So we got 30 seconds. I want to say thank all my callers for calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Cheese to looking out, hollering at us, bringing the knowledge to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Righty.
We're going to be back Friday night, as a matter of fact, man, playing some music. I'll have somebody call me, you know what I'm saying, with the some DJ shit, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, we'll be back Friday night, y'all. This your boy, E-Max the Image. And it's Hood Talk Radio. I'm Cheese. And we the fuck about. All right, y'all. See y'all this weekend. Peace.
Peace out.
Bada bada bang.